Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone, a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. A unique, challenging, and utterly addictive game. Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. So get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat. Spill Zone. Download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device, and best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Spill Zone. One small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Halloween candy's here.
It is.
It is. I was in a grocery store the other day, and I saw they had Halloween candy. How early do they do it? Do they do it by before September sometimes, or what? I saw it out
there.
Oh, yeah.
I think end of August is about when they start loading it out.
Halloween candy. I don't know what I'm more excited about. Halloween candy being in the grocery stores, or Carla going to Zumba?
Oh, yeah. She apparently it went very well. Went very well.
I was going to like it on Facebook, then I was like, this is a little creepy.
Yeah, it's a little creepy. Yeah. Do what my dad always does. He writes, "Yay, Carla."
Next level.
Shocker. HBS. And for those of you, here's a little preview. For those of you who may be tuning into the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour at some point today, please, or at some point in the next week, I don't know. What are you going to do? Whoever's going to be tuning
Arch.
In. It's so freaking funny. But the fact is, you know, you'll get a window into the horny Bob Spiewak soul on this week's Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. I think you're going to truly enjoy
it.
It's great when we
take time. There's a lot of fatherhood on the bonus show, because not only is my dad on it, your son is on it.
My son, yeah, but my son, well, that's right. He's actually physically
he does
on it.
Yeah, and
you'll see a picture of him, because he's on the video camera, which we transmit to you, the viewer. But anyway, that's the way that goes. So Carla meets a friend of my sister's who's now a friend of ours, our friend Elizabeth, and Elizabeth has she does it for herself, and if anybody wants to join, they can come in and join her for Zumba over at the local rec center here. And so Carla rolled over to Zumba and said it completely kicked her butt. And that she actually
Is Zumba? I know it's a workout thing, but what's the deal?
A bunch of different dances. It's a workout. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Let's get into this. You know, since we
Samba,
research everything
salsa.
On this show.
I always thought Zumba was like kickboxing, but it's just a lot of dancing.
Zumba. Hold
Zumba.
On.
Do they use a ball or a bicycle or anything?
No. It's
Zumba
it's
fitness.
Like jazzercise, but for 2015.
Right. I see jazzercise. That's really
now it
scream.
Says it Jane says Fonda. find a class, but there's nothing here. I want about. That's why. Well, I'll put classes about our classes.
Yes.
Thanks. I'm glad you asked, Rob.
Yes.
Classes, dance fitness classes that are fun, energetic, and make you feel Oscar Santana's favorite adjective.
Amazing.
Tight. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Tight is nice as well.
Very, very nice.
I see you're so tight.
It's perfect for everybody.
God, stop it.
What did he say? I missed that.
He's
what
doing
did he say?
Sexy talk, not and I don't like it. It makes me ill at ease.
Gross.
That is bad
all right.
medicine.
Everybody, and why do I feel like I want to do a New York accent when I'm doing this? It's perfect for everybody and everybody.
Nice.
Each Zumba class is designed to bring people together to sweat it on. Let me see. Okay, have you heard any specific thing about what is that?
Angelina Zumba Zumba.
I eat on the pasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina.
This is Mike O'Mara's. Hey, start it again. Start it from the beginning. Turn it up a little bit. Here we go.
Okay, very good.
All right, so I'll be sitting there in a tank top as people come in with hot green gym shorts. Hey, everybody, I'm Mike O'Mara.
The pasta twice
welcome to Zumba.
So nice,
all right, grab your sticks. Everybody should have a stick next to their pad. Hold on, stop the music for a second.
Yeah.
Excuse me, miss it. Stop the music, please. This is my assistant in the back, Rob. He has slow fingers.
That's
so
right.
That's what's happening. Mrs. Johnson, do you have your stick next to your pad?
Oh.
All right, very good. Can you start, Rob, start the music again.
Strong, just to be with her
no,
alone.
No, start it from the beginning, for Christ's sake. That's what I meant. Start it from the beginning. There
then
you go.
Say it.
Mrs. Johnson, are you ready to go? We're doing Zumba right now. This is Mike O'Mara Zumba.
The pasta twice
pick your stick up.
She is so nice,
kneel
Angelina.
On your pad. and twist. There we go. You'll find this is a total workout combining all elements of fitness. Nice job, Mrs. Johnson. Now stand up, everybody. Stand up. Stop the music. We'll need another selection for the next music.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Very
thank
good.
You. Thank you.
Same
That's
artist?
Great. That, but this time I want you to just raise your stick above your head, stand directly on the center of your pad, and we're going to move. This is going to be great for the thighs and the glutes. This is going to be great because all I want you to do is put your feet about 6 inches apart. Very good. Okay, that's good. Now I want you to just bounce up and down. Thank you. Welcome to Mike O'Mara's Zumba. You'll find this is a low-impact workout. It's not going to put a lot of pain in your joints. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Now don't forget Karma Lapras for everybody after Zumba class. Thank you. Yes, want to thank Tony's for providing the pizza tonight at Zumba. This is great. All right, put down your sticks. Sit down on your pads. You've had enough of a workout already. I appreciate
that.
All right, now, hold on. I want everybody to hold up their right hand and make a fist. Everybody hold up their right hand and make a fist. Rob, you're going to have to get other music. You're running the music.
Yeah, okay,
focus! Focus, for Christ's sake! Thank you. Now, take your index finger and just stick it out. Here we go.
We have there you no go. Bananas.
That's it. Very nice. Mike O'Mara's no Louis Prima Zumba class. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is great. Now, you'll find your hands getting a little sore. As soon as your hand gets a little sore, you don't want to get a... we understand that Mrs. Perlmutter has arthritis, so she wasn't able to hold her stick. Mrs. Perlmutter, she has arthritis, and if your index finger gets a little painful, move it over to the left hand. Fantastic. All right. Now, everybody put down the stick. Shut the music off. This is our third exercise. We'll be almost ready for the caramel apples and the pizza in just a second at Mike O'Mara's Zumba class. Right now, I want you to lie back on the pad. Put the pad in the small of your back, the lower part of your back, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to see if you can... Put your feet as far forward as you can. Do not flatten them to the floor. Put them your heels on, and we're going to attempt to do what we call our Kegels.
Oh,
oh man.
That's right. There you go. Thank you. There it is. Ah, that's working, isn't it? Fantastic. All right. There, I'm doing it right now. That's right. You can't tell I'm doing it, but you're doing it. All right. Oh, Mrs. Johnson, I can tell you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good. I'd see somebody about that. That's fantastic. Okay, shut that music off. All right. I hope you boosted your energy and you got a serious dose of awesomeness.
Hey, yay!
Fantastic. Oh, that's good. Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming to Mike O'Mara Zumba with Louis Prima. Now suck it. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Are you guys sleeping with each other?
No.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. Good. Good.
What are you guys
good.
Talking Cheers. About?
I'm telling her not to have sex with you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, you're too late because we lost our virginity to each other.
Are you serious?
You didn't know.
Yeah, I was told him earlier.
We all knew.
You didn't know.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
So romantic.
Right? Here we go. Bring it in. To virginity.
To virginity. Yeah.
Get lost. There we go.
Ooh. Thank God. I've just got to go to the outside for a second.
Naomi still has her anal virginity.
That's not true. A lot of guys have been up there, just not you.
Oh, wait. Girl.
Lane,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Quick question before you walk out the door. Are you the reason that my friend Jake here is, like, the biggest slut in the world?
What are you doing?
I'm saying, like, he puts his dick in, like, every... We fine.
That's not true.
It's
what are you
gross.
Talking about?
But like I'm gels.
Come on.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm
just kidding. I know it's not you. I know it's not you. I know it's because his dad molested him.
Okay.
What? Now everybody knows.
Right. He was a Boy Scout leader.
Yeah.
Bro, you're welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
How am I welcome?
I just set that up for you.
Wait, where's she going?
Yeah, don't let her get away, man. Dude, you gotta chase after her.
She's
your lobster, man.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike
You know, I was, that's the Amy Schumer movie, right?
No, that's one that opens today. It's got Jason Sudeikis in it. It's called Sleeping with Other People.
Yeah.
So who's the chick in it? Who's the chick that's talking about the butt?
Oh, I did not recognize her.
That's what you caught out of all that?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
A 68-second clip, and he's boiled it down.
What's the movie called again?
I think it's called Sleeping with Other People, and it opens today.
You know, it's good. I'm going to see my mom down in Bedford, and I was looking for something to take her to, so I'm very excited about that.
Allison Brie.
Allison Brie. Oh, yeah. Like the cheese. Coming to you live from the Kathy Fiber Studio. In the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Blue Apron. We're glad to welcome them back to the show. The last thing you want to do after work is go to the grocery store, then have to prep and cook a complicated meal and take out. It's unhealthy and it's expensive. That's why you need Blue Apron. We're so happy to have them back on the show. Blue Apron will deliver fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door for healthy handcrafted meals without the hassle for less than $10 per meal. That's an incredible value, especially with how good these meals taste. Blue Apron sends fresh ingredients that are perfectly proportioned. How about this? I'm holding it up for you right now. How about the crispy catfish? Now, this is delicious. This is crispy catfish, and the pronunciation of this stuff, it's delicious because I ate it. It's called frika.
Mm.
It's a grain of some kind, but well, let me read the description.
All right.
It's a side for crispy cabbage. We're sautéing two of your favorite summer vegetables, both at peak of ripeness late in the season, corn and cherry tomatoes. The marriage of these two, I have to tell you something. This is one of the most delicious lunches I have ever had, and I ate it yesterday because Mrs. O'Mara made that for me. It is delicious. Crispy catfish and frika with corn cherry tomato sauté and marjoram. These are gourmet meals that you can get for less than $10 at Blue Apron. It's delicious, and I want you to try it. I want you to try it, too, today. Blue Apron works with your preferences and schedule. You get whatever you want, and they use the best seasonal ingredients. Incredible meals. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS, and they give you the picture of the meal. They give you the ingredients here. You turn this over. You have step-by-step, easy-to-use instructions. That's how that works. We love Blue Apron, and you will, too. Check out Carla's Facebook page, my Facebook page, the show Facebook page. You'll see all the pictures of what Carla's making with BlueApron.com, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. So welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa.
Hello.
For Friday. Sometimes I mention it, sometimes I don't, and I'm probably guilty of not mentioning it when I should. But when I type in this date on a computer and I see Friday, September 11th for our Friday show, and it reminds me that you should take pause. So I would just urge everybody at some point today. It stuns me sometimes how quickly the clock on the wall moves and how fast time flies. But being in New York on 9/11, I just still occasionally will pause and it'll come back and I'll reflect on it. And I don't think that's a bad thing to do, to reflect on so many people that lost their lives on that surreal day when we were all in New York, where Rob was there and Dom was there and I was there. It just was it was amazing to think that we went through something like that with the city of New York. And you know, I haven't spent that much time in New York since then. That time, we had a brief run, and we got out of New York City, and I went back maybe a couple of times with the family. And it even made me kind of pause when my daughter was going up there, and I just think of how incredible the people of New York City were in the way they responded to that tragic day. And it just was stunning to me. And they still have my admiration for that. And everybody that was a part of that, the firefighters, the first responders, the police officers that went up there, the people that were stuck in New York like we were.
Yes.
And everybody was sitting up there and, we were basically on a business trip. And we were staying at hotels and we ate out a lot. And the people would sit there and stand up and applaud for the firefighters when they drive by covered head to toe in dust from ground zero.
Dust and sand, yeah.
It's just, it's stunning to me. There are kids now, 10-year-old kids and older, that weren't around when that happened.
It seems so recent. Does incredible. Not seem, to me, the things that pop to mind is it seems so much more recent than it was. And
right.
It was, when I remember it, it has a surreal quality to it. because at the time, I couldn't believe it was happening. It was just the weirdest. It was nothing like I'd ever felt before.
I had, I used to say that I, you know, we were up there. A lot of us were, you know, we didn't bring our families up with us. And we were up there, and some of us were going through very difficult times in our personal lives, as I was when I was up in New York City. And I remember it was a great alone city. And I think New York City has always been a great alone city. And I remember one, my best time in New York, where I went out to a dinner by myself at some place where you could kind of sit in the window and grab your meal and watch the world go by. Perfect alone activity. I had grabbed earlier in the day a single ticket at that little kiosk they had down in Times Square.
It says tickets,
go, to go see Chicago. And no, actually, you know what? I didn't get it there. I actually went up to the box office.
Did you?
And got a same-day ticket on the aisle, seventh row aisle, to watch Chicago, and went to see that. And I'm coming out of there, whatever the 8 o'clock show ends, 10, 15, and I see 10:30, second show, Duke Ellington Orchestra, conducted by his grandson. And I went in, had myself an Irish whiskey, and watched about half of the second show, and just said, man, this is the only city. This is, I believe, a Tuesday night.
Wow.
Or a Thursday night, some midweek night.
How many times did that happen to you in Manassas?
when you're leaving
one of the big shows in Manassas, and you see a huge booking across the way.
Oh, look, Okras.
Okras. Hey, we can go here. Oh, chairs are up. Anyway, God, how many times did that happen to me? Chairs are up. But
chairs are up.
Oh, it's happened to me more times. You know, that's that horrible sinking feeling when you walk up and you see, oh, take a look at that. Chairs are up on the bar. Bummer. Lazy.
Hashtag chairs are up.
Chairs are up.
Chairs are up. Yeah. You know, when I was buying my bar back in the day, the current owner and I had gone out to have a couple of beers at another place down the road, and we were talking about the transition and how that was all going to work.
Did you ever say these words, Mike?
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
No, I did not, Rob.
Okay, good. Just checking.
No wonder you're selling it to me. You're not doing things the proper way.
What you need is a stainless steel bar.
You need a stainless steel bar. Or a stainless steel piece of plastic. A fake piece of stainless steel that'll make it look good and then fall off 3 weeks after we leave.
Hey, Robert Irvine, how long does that last?
3 weeks. You're being a complete idiot by questioning me. Don't question my judgment.
Great team.
I'm making a television show. I'm making a television show about restaurants failing. And you have to say within 3 hours that I transformed your entire business from a losing entity to a winning entity. And then we can put it on television and I can go away. And yes, we'll have a follow-up website that nobody will look at to see if we're really helping you. But it won't really matter.
Does your designer hate you?
The designer hates me because he's the only one that does real work, you know? All right. Can you imagine if Robert Irvine from Restaurant Impossible, is that what it is, Restaurant Impossible?
I believe that is Restaurant Impossible.
Can you imagine if he sat the owners down and told them the real truth? He said, all right, hello. Hello, Maria. Hello, Thomas. Sit down in front of me right now. Here's the way this is going to work. All right? I want you to bring out the worst food in your kitchen. I'm going to, now don't take offense, but as soon as I eat it, I'm going to spit it out. I'm going to spit it out. And then your waitress is, I'd like you two to have a really bad fight when I'm there as well. All right. And maybe do something. Could you have one of your servers smoke a cigarette as she's walking through the dining room? That would be extremely helpful to me.
Hey, Irvine, I would truly. Ever ask which of the employees of the restaurant are most likely to cry?
That would be perfect.
So, listen, this place looks actually pretty good. Could you scuff it up a bit? Put some stains on the wall. Could you do that? Because we're gonna come by and do a $10,000 remodel that's going to cost us $687. Yeah. So if you could do that, it's a lot of vinyl.
Yeah, and also
it's a lot of vinyl.
You always like to incorporate jars into the decor. Discarded jars.
Discarded mason jars. Don't those look lovely? Robert, I always think, yes, hello, Oscar, how are you?
Do you ever watch Bar Rescue?
Bar Rescue with the big fat guy with the New York accent. You mean the guy that goes into the bar, puts up a hidden camera that looks like it costs $750,000, but it's really just like a closet where they made it look sophisticated.
Exactly.
And the employees actually know that they're being photographed because they knew the whole thing was going down.
Robert, if you ever really look at that tight shot of the camera, there is gaffing tape covering the camera. That's the type of camera they're using.
Only the most severe crack addict would know that there wasn't a hidden camera in that restaurant. That's the way it works. But we fake all these shows, and we'd like to thank Gordon Ramsay, who was the first person to do it successfully.
I have a question for you, Mr. Irvine. I have a restaurant.
Rob.
Do you think business would improve if I were to take a staple gun and put burlap on the wall?
That's a beautiful idea. That's right. Look at this formica floor. It's disgusting. You have to clean. And by the way, here's another trick for my television show, what? Restaurant Impossible. My television show,
okay,
Restaurant Impossible. I will have a camera shot that's about 10 feet away. I'll run my finger across the little windowsill. And even though my finger is totally clean, I just have to look at it and go, that's disgusting. Look at this. Like the way he does that on that show would be like if he went like this. So I'm taking it. So I take it and I sweep it along and go, look at that. That's disgusting, isn't it?
There's nothing there.
I have distrusted those shows for ever and ever.
I still watch them.
But you know what? I live to go to the follow-up at foodnetwork.com, and it says, like, closed, burned down, sold.
Carla and I have gone so far. When they're local, Carla and I have gone so far as to call them.
What?
We've gone so far as to call, and we did get one where this number has been disconnected.
Oh, that's
great.
We
did do that. And you see the ones that are, I don't know. I think there are certain restaurants where maybe they have helped to a certain degree. Certainly the television publicity helps these places.
I think they burn hot and fast. But you're right. If you're making a bar that is really just tinfoil over plastic, it's going to look good for 3 days.
But on Bar Rescue, they have like follow-ups, and it's always... The receipts are up, food sales are up 33%, beverage sales are up 43%, and then they'll have like a follow up. And this is what I love about Bar Rescue is like, even when they fail, they highlight them. So they come back, and they just had a special this past weekend where they had like four bars he went back to.
Right.
And he said, let's go back to so and so if you remember, blah, blah, blah. Apparently nothing has changed. Like,
They're screwed after that, right?
But nothing has changed, and he puts all the blame on the owners who didn't follow through, right?
Yeah, well, it's never him. Yeah, it's never that his 11 minutes that he spent in there, being a tough guy.
I gave you advice.
Think about the production value. Everything's been shot already, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
He's just standing in front of a monitor going back, and he's knocking off probably 10 of these, and then there's a season that's been built.
Oh, my God, I had never thought of that. Yeah,
that's it.
It's like the way Disney used to do nature films.
Yes.
They just take video of animals and then narrate it.
Like stock footage.
Yes, exactly.
It is so because what they dangle in front of them is some dollars for remodeling. They do that. That's what they're going to do. And the consultant services. But here's the thing. In my failing restaurant, I had a consultant come in, and we never hired him. We never used him because they were so ridiculously expensive.
Really?
And here's the commitment. Because the commitment of a consultant is not hours or minutes as it is for these TV shows. It's months.
Months.
You systemically to change the restaurant culture, to train people on a POS system, you have to take months to do that properly, and certainly multiple weeks to do it the right way.
The POS system is that
it's a point of sale. Point of sale. It's
the consumer or something else.
It's the consumer. In fact, I do. If you could, an Omera server, I could show you an Omera server at a POS kiosk. Okay,
right,
here's what it looks like.
It's an effing iPad. And people stare at it on Bar Rescue like it's a Rubik's Cube. Like that's exactly what happens.
Still working on that, Maisie? Jaw agape?
Yeah. I can't get all the colors on one side. No.
Todd, I sold it in 5 moves.
And I shouldn't say it takes weeks to learn it. It doesn't take. If you get it, you get it. But I mean, there are people that struggle with it, and they try to make it user friendly, and it's very. All right, you want a little window into the soul of the restaurant business?
Sure.
The restaurant business. The reason why there are so many failures in the restaurant business is there is a myth in society that if you own a restaurant, you know. open the doors and let the cash start flowing.
Sure.
Especially with a bar. You see a packed bar on a Saturday night and you say, oh my God, this must be
glorious.
Just the cash cow of cash
cows. License to print money.
When in fact, there are licenses to print money, but they are behind the scenes in the restaurant. And I'm talking about, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let me go down. Just off the top of my head,
please.
I can do this. Insurance.
Yeah.
They make like the rest of the world. You don't see Geico commercials 5,000 times a day for any other reason than they make ass loads of money. They don't know what to do with their money. They really don't. They don't know. Then you have purveyors of food, the major companies, which I believe now have merged, that sell the
Cisco.
Bulk
like
food.
Cisco.
Cisco systems that sell it to restaurants. Then you have computer companies that sell these point of sale systems to people. Have that. Then you have furniture. Then you have janitorial. Then you have, and the list goes on and on and on. And
so
by the end of the day,
items.
Jimmy, God love Jimmy. You know what Jimmy did to me one time? Gave me the tour. I've told this story a million times. Took out a dollar bill. He said, okay, if you are successful, you'll make this dollar. And then he took and he said, and if you're really successful, and he peeled off the very end, this tiny little strip, he said, that's what you're going to get to keep.
And if you don't care about your toilet or urinal situation,
exactly.
Make it another little strip.
That's right.
You're horrible. All right, take a break. We'll come back with more. That's Oscar, Jimmy. When you see him,
oh,
slap
please.
Him.
I
slap
just slander
him.
You
no,
for
what
years
he did
that Oscar.
Is he used that little strip of dollar bill as a cover for the stall. Not a door, just a little
he
piece of money.
Didn't he hang up a sheet or something?
No,
he put a sheet up there.
Somebody had done that, and he took a picture of it.
You know
I've
what?
Seen this in office buildings.
Yeah, he's
before.
Calling it now the dressing room.
Technically, are we prepared to maybe call Jimmy Cerrito?
Yes.
That's a perfect
yeah, we can.
Thing to
absolutely.
Do on a Friday. Let's call Jimmy. All right, and make sure you let him know what day it is. Thank you very much. We'll call Jimmy right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Y.A. Tittle.
And on next week's show, we actually mention Y.A. Tittle as we give you a preview of the new NFL season.
What a coincidence.
Also, we call your mother on the phone.
Oh, we got to avoid that.
And we will tell you where lotion comes from.
Chock full show.
TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Sounds a little nasty.
Lotion.
Lotion comes from.
Yikes.
Yeah. Everybody simultaneously had that thought in their heads. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Here to tell you again about FanDuel. This is a great season at FanDuel.com because you got to get over to FanDuel.com, sign up now, and play in the TMOS League.
Yeah.
We are very, very excited. Rofo's getting his team together. You are going to be able to play against all the members of the TMOS crew in fantasy, and if you win, we don't win. How fun is that?
Ooh.
Building a team is easy, even if you're a rookie. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, and sit back on Sunday and watch your team win. Now, it's real easy. You go to FanDuel.com/TMOS. Is that where we want them to go? FanDuel.com/TMOS.
Precisely.
And it's fantastic. Here's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That is a bonus of up to $200. And the best thing about FanDuel, and this is the big change for us this year, you can play in the TMOS League and play against all the fans of the Mike O'Meara Show. Yes, Oscar Santana.
It's super easy. FanDuel.com/TMOS. The first 100 listeners that get in there get to play with us.
Right.
That means that whoever takes home the money, probably not Mike, you'll be taking his money.
Right.
Whoever takes home the money will be one of our own.
Exactly.
Aren't you a Mike O'Meara Show listener that would love to have me really hate you?
Yes.
Wouldn't you love that? Wouldn't that be so much fun? Remember to enter the code also and FANDUEL.com. TMOS, that's the way you have to remember. And the first 100 get to play against us in the TMOS League. And we'll see what happens. As much as I love supporting our advertiser, FanDuel.com, and as much as I truly enjoy our listeners and would love to play against you, once you get into your league, I'm going to kick your ass.
Whoa.
That's the way it goes.
Just
thank you very
my
much.
Well, history shows it happens every year.
That's
you
right.
always
hey.
Win.
You know, ready for here's my nightmare situation. FanDuel. Monday, I come and I get the update for Rofo, and Rofo comes in to me and says, "Well, we didn't lose a lot, but we didn't win," which he says to me every single
week. You have a better shot because you've got the Stephen Douglas McIntyres of the world going against you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's welcome to my nightmare. Tab Patterson beats me in the TMOS league. on FanDuel. That would be horrible. That would be terribly scary. All right, without further ado, do we have Mr. Cerrito available?
Let's call him. Calling as
he texted me earlier in the week, and he said I could call him anytime, and let's see what happens.
Oh, so he's lifted his privacy curtain?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm calling his mobile.
All right, let's see. Let me see. As we tape this, it's late enough.
Yimmy!
He'll be up.
Let's see.
What event will he be at? What
Fresh off of his Labor Day bike ride that he had.
Yes.
Was it? Yeah.
Hey, gross, too.
This is Jimmy.
Jimmy Cerrito, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
I'm here with Uncle Dave.
please don't put him on the phone. Thank you very much. Okay. Jimmy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jimmy? What's new?
Hi, everybody. What's new? That's a big question, Mike.
Jimmy, you're flaming out. Come on, let's work on
this.
Come
on, man.
What's new? I just got out of a meeting with several general contractors and the landlord and the architect, Rich.
Yes!
And I am currently standing in the beer garden area right now with visions.
That is wonderful.
That is great news.
We have to call Jimmy this week because this is a big story for Jimmy and myself.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we had a private message going through all our crew, all of our Sturgis crew, this is a big deal. Jimmy, and I don't know if you guys even
know
this.
We don't know. What's this? Breaking news.
This week, the Full Throttle Saloon, where they built the TV show, burned to the ground.
Massive
fire.
Jimmy,
how long before that message went out to everybody? And I think it was Chris that sent that to everybody. I think Chris gets credit for passing that along. Big Chris sent that out, and I think I was the first one to say, gee, I hope they were insured. Wink, wink, wink.
Mr. Ballard.
Michael Ballard, the guy that runs the joint. I mean, guys, total loss, burned to the ground.
Were they open? They were closed, though, correct?
They were just off of the big week out there, out in Sturgis.
What's so sad about it?
That's pretty convenient.
And what's so sad about it? It's not just the physical and the financial loss; it's the cultural loss.
You can never rebuild that place, Rob. That was a customized complex. It looked like a big prison, didn't it, Mike?
It was not like anything I had ever seen. You had structures, but there were lots of them. It was kind of like slapped together
like
over many, many years.
Stonehenge, but on this side of the country.
It was a compound.
A compound.
It was one of the most amazing biker bars I have ever. It really was. But Jimmy, I think ultimately a lot of it was open air, right? And I mean, they were they had structures up there. But if he did have insurance, he might be able to rebuild that place. But Jimmy and I spent a pretty amazing afternoon in the Full Throttle.
We saw
Saloon
Cinderella there, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
The band or the lady?
Skid Row.
Now, isn't that the place that they were doing burnouts in the bar, and it the hanging rubber in the air fried your voice for like 2 days?
I got sicker than sick the day after the Full Throttle. Yeah, they had a whole shot area where they were burning rubber, and then I think I probably just got a cold, but I was sicker than sick the day after. We left our bikes at the Full Throttle Saloon.
That's where we left our bikes, and we took
overnight. Because we were all a little overserved, and we took like a shuttle bus
for about 20 miles.
Why did I? Wait a minute. Why did I yell at you?
Yelled at me because I was letting other people in our taxi that were going the same direction
Jesus Christ. Jimmy, I'm going to yell at you again. We were going home, and it was like come on. Yeah, everybody's friend, especially after 150 beers. It's like, come on in, serial killer. Come on in. Hop into the back of our cab. Jimmy was feeling very. Yeah. Jimmy,
shut the door, Jimmy.
I yell at Jimmy all the time, so I mean, I'm not sure. Sometimes it's just. Justified. This is one where it was totally justified. I was furious.
I still don't understand why you two get along because you're kind of different.
We are kind of different.
You said you yelled at him for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, all the way down.
All the way home, I was getting yelled at.
No, not Mike.
All the way back to Deadwood. All the way back to Deadwood. And then Jimmy and Rich, our friend Rich, Jimmy and Rich up the next morning, like 10 o'clock in the morning, out on the bikes again. And you went to that town where everybody's naked, right? What was that town you went to?
That was called No Pants Wednesday promotion.
Right.
I don't remember the name of the town, but when you went out there, the whole the whole theme was nobody was wearing pants.
Yeah, women and men.
Skivvies on.
Nice.
It's a lovely, lovely part of the country, isn't it? Absolutely.
I bet they did a few burnouts there too.
hey, Jimmy. Before we let you go, we've been talking about this for I think weeks now. How is the Buffalo Wing coming along? There was allegations of some sort of Ponzi scheme from some a-hole. I have no idea. But it's been,
it's been
about 3 years.
Yeah. Wait, how long has it been, Jim?
It's been a long time, Rob.
Okay.
A long time.
That's sort of a analogous phrase. Can you give me a number of months or years?
I believe, Mike, we signed the lease the day that Mike and I got back from New Hampshire.
Not helping.
Mike still
How many
in
years?
I don't know. 2012, I think. 2012?
So 3 years.
Three years.
That could have been a short answer question.
Over 3 years.
Maybe 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
There have been Ronald McDonald houses built across this country faster than the Buffalo Wing.
Seriously, you're moving at the same rate that they are over at the National Cathedral.
You got to get everything just
moving
right
along here.
Well, you know, we only say this, Jimmy, and give you a hard time because we care and we want to know, how things are progressing. The last time I saw you put a post up, it was and by the way, this is Jimmy Cerrito from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Just in case.
I'm not being a good broadcaster.
Just in case you didn't
identifying
Bullwinkle
who we're talking
here.
To. This is Bullwinkle. The man has one of the greatest wing bars in Northern Virginia in Herndon, Eldon Street in Herndon. If you ever come to Northern Virginia, check out Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. I will tell you this.
The home of TMOS.
Jimmy, it is the home of TMOS, and I have to ask you this. We just want to know because we're excited about part of when you do this thing. What's going on? What's the latest?
All right. I try to refer to it as exploratory surgery. So as we have been tearing this building apart, we keep finding foundations and walls and all kinds of stuff that it's just not – It's just not financially possible to keep this building and keep it in an upright position and rebuild it and bring it up to code. The price of the project doubled, maybe even tripled, and it's out of my reach. It's absolutely out of my reach.
Oh, no.
So, I can't sell enough bricks. I would have to sell 10 million bricks.
So let me ask you this: You're talking about the second building that is going to be attached to your the addition, wanted
Jimmy's
to keep.
Fine.
Which you wanted to, that's what I wanted to know, because a lot of people might wonder.
Jimmy's is fine.
The Buffalo Wing, Mike, yes.
Yeah, this is the old TV repair shop.
The Buffalo Wing is a separate building next to Jimmy's, and that's what, hold on, that you wanted to expand to. So now what, are you going to level it and build a separate building?
We've had all the meetings and got all the numbers back, and we're working with the landlord and the bank and the architect and the contractors and the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so what is it? When's it going to be done?
Tear it down. Tear it the hell down.
You got the sign off to tear down because you had to deal with a historical society. So you get to tear it down.
Go ahead.
You get to tear it down, and now, so you are going to be able to actually build the Buffalo Wing, but it will be a new structure.
Brand new.
Which makes sense because you have to electrical, plumbing, all that. That's awesome.
Bathrooms.
It'll be easier.
It'll be much easier.
Yeah.
When are you tearing down the old building?
We hope to be tearing it down in October.
Oh, wow.
Maybe when you're here that week.
Oh, I'd love to come by and see the demo.
You can push the button and it can implode.
I really don't think it's going to look like a Vegas casino implosion. I think it might involve maybe a lawn tractor.
I was hoping for some pyrotechnics.
Now, Jimmy, with the timeline that you have envisioned in your head, and I know no one will hold you to this, but with the timeline you have envisioned, will Uncle Dave ever see it open?
No.
We better hurry up.
That is so sad because it could be really true.
We're building his tomb out here. Now, Mike,
yes.
You sat out here with me once, Mike, and I'm not going to hold you to this, but I will hold you to recall the memory of you sitting out in the alley listening to the bands with all those beers and going, Jimmy, when my time comes, I want my funeral to be right here in this alley.
You know what, Jimmy? You know, I may have had a bunch of beers, but I will tell you that, I would love to have a party at Jimmy's that would be kind of not. I don't want to bring like a casket in there or anything, but I'd love to have like a party. Well, I'd like to have a party for my pals in Northern Virginia. Yeah. I couldn't think of anything better.
And
I'll probably be planted up here or scattered up here in Maine now because I'm back up here with my family. But ultimately, right. I'd love to have a Northern Virginia Jimmy's party for me. I'd love to do that.
And really I think it would be important that, you know, the body or the ashes at least make an appearance and a small
Thanks,
homily.
Rob. I appreciate that.
A small, yes. short homily from Ray Gizmo Ward.
Also,
I love you mentioning the love cool
also,
people.
Also, we could bring in Mike's Hard Lemonade as a sponsor.
Exactly. Yeah.
Still utilizing it as a money-making opportunity. I think that's fair. Hey, how was your Labor Day? Yeah. How was your Labor Day run? Your ride that you did for...
Mike, it was a good one. We had perfect weather, 85 degrees, no rain. We had 70 bikes.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It was over 80, 90 riders. We were able to raise $1,500 for fallen firefighters, fallen police officers, and organ donors.
And I saw you put it out. You put yourself on White's Ferry. You were on White's Ferry again, right?
Yeah, we did it. But we went the other way. We went from Virginia to Maryland, so it was a big difference.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And your daughter, who is still in college and playing soccer for the college, is doing well. Kelsey's doing well.
University of Mount Olive Trojans. Kelsey Cerrito is a senior and is planning on going to post-grad school. She's not sure where. She just doesn't want to work at Jimmy's the rest of her life. That's what she tells me.
She'll study as hard as she can to keep her out of the prep kitchen.
Well, she could actually go to school and come back and franchise Jimmy's.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She could come back and build a wing.
Yeah, that's right.
There are lots of buildings with inadequate bathrooms that would be a great home for Jimmy's too. Oh,
and Jimmy, did you put a sheet up over the bathroom stall?
Now the way that works, Mike, is you take a long roll of toilet paper. And you hang it right there where that big opening is in the partition. Right.
The gap.
And it gives you full privacy.
Nice
full privacy.
App. What a brilliant and just state-of-the-art solution to that particular problem. I think that's a great idea.
That's all you got to do. So we.
Does every person use a new strip of toilet paper?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay, good.
And before we let you go, I hate to do this, but I have to, and I'm probably going to regret it.
Oh, boy.
Could you put Uncle Dave on the phone for a second? I know Rob wanted to ask him a few things.
Oh, no.
Well, he's wandering around kind of aimlessly.
You better catch him.
Shocker, he wasn't it off.
Too, does he have his bracelet on?
Silver alert.
Otherwise, you might lose him.
Silver alert.
You guys missed your chance with Uncle Dave.
I think we'll have to live with that. Thanks so much, Jimmy. We appreciate you coming on, and keep us posted.
Please.
And I will see you in October when I come back through town. I promise you that.
Thanks for all the support. God bless TMOS Nation. Love you all.
Hey, Jimmy.
Take care.
Go Bills.
Good man. You know what? The important thing in life, ladies and gentlemen, is to be loyal to your friends at all costs. And that's why I'd like to mention to everybody that Wednesday, October 14th, we're going to be at the brew pub in Glover Park. Mad Fox Brew Pub in Glover Park.
Such a dick.
From 6 to 9. And, I'm going to make my way out. I'm going to be out at Jimmy's.
Boy, that was such a great air check for him until the very end.
We would love to go. We love to go. We will be back at Jimmy's. We love Jimmy's.
Can we invite Jimmy at least so he can come hang out with us?
Jimmy will be there. Okay. I will make sure that Jimmy is there. Absolutely.
What, leave the office?
I'm such a dick. I'm doing that just because I love it. Because it doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't. I love it. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Michael Mary Show. October 14th, Matt Fox Brew Pub in Glover Park. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think Jimmy didn't hang up, but he was still on the call that entire time.
Oh, no. That's really sad. I don't know why Mike did that.
Hey, business owners, did you know that right now is the best time to hire the best people? All your competitors are dragging their butts back from vacation. They're trying to get back in the group. Now is the best time for you to find quality candidates. The truth is that this is a time of year when you get a lot of people that are thinking about getting a new gig before the holidays. Yeah. And to find the best, you can't rely on one single job posting. When you're already short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with dozens of different job sites. Until now, it's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. Post to over 100 job sites with one single click, and you will be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Actual client testimonials call ZipRecruiter effective, essential, and second to none, and it's the best way to weed out all the duds from the studs. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. Shouldn't you give it a try? You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Always a pleasure to have our friend Jimmy. And
hell,
he knows.
Yeah.
Look, we decided because I'm going to be in D.C. and the studio is here in D.C. And because people work
Mike
in D.C., we thought that it would be a neat idea to just shake it up a little bit.
I will be going
out to her.
And to serve the client base. Yeah,
Rob did say, let's just go to Jimmy's. He said, no, we're going to do it where I want it, right across the street from my
hotel.
Then
Oscar said, please, we owe this to Jimmy.
Yeah, I said,
and Mike said,
no, guys.
Can I explain
to Mad Fox?
May I please explain the genesis of going to Mad Fox in Glover Park in Washington, D.C.?
Where are we going?
I think in Mad Fox Brew Pub in Glover Park.
What does the fox say?
It is the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room. That's the proper pronunciation, proper name of the place. And incidentally, look, I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me here, but will you tell them to tighten it up a little bit? The Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room. Okay, can they get 15 more words on the end of that, for Christ's sake?
I call it Mad Fox Tap Room.
Mad Fox Tap Room. It's in Glover Park.
Yeah.
We're going to be there on the 14th, Wednesday, October 14th, from 6 to 9 p.m. This is how it happened, okay? I am staying in D.C. for that week of shows.
Yes.
That I will be doing at the Wisconsin Avenue Studios. Then Oscar came to me and said, Mike, if you're looking for a place to do a meet and greet, why don't you go to the place that Chad and I have an economic stake in?
Yes.
And so I said, really? Like, your investors? Yes, they are silent partners in the restaurant. So we decided. And they found out by watching television. Then Rob Spiewak said, I'd rather go to Jimmy's. And both Oscar and I said, shut up, Rob. And then Mac said, I'm thinking full butch. Rofo sneezed and stuttered. Spony had a cigarette. And we decided we would go to a Mad Fox Brew Pub, the tap room in Glover Park. And I won't say Brew Pub again. It's the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park tap room. We are going to be, for all of you D.C. workers, the people that make those commutes out to the burbs, please make sure. And incidentally, for the people in Baltimore, for the people in Fredericksburg, if you're looking for an excuse to come into to D.C. on that particular night, there is one of the finest gentlemen clubs known to mankind right across the street in Good Guys. And you
if
can come see us.
Business
and go to
in the
Guys.
City, schedule it for Wednesday.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And not only, you know, first of all, you should know this is the first time we've done an event in the city.
Yeah.
So we are catering to that fan base, and we hope you come out and see us. Also, this place is brand new, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So it's really, you got to come
Anybody
out.
Is welcome. For God's sakes, I'd even let Andrew Langer in the place if he wanted to come in. That's it. Absolutely.
Now
just come walking. Rob, you say no?
No, I'm sure he's very busy
with his happening
career.
That's Rob saying no, you're not allowed. But anyway, that's it. Mad Fox
Good
Brewing
man.
Company's Glover Park Tap Room, 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, in our nation's capital. We're going to be there from 6 to 9, October 14th. That's a Wednesday night. And, I tried to talk Oscar into 5 to 8, but Oscar went with 6 to 9 because he says you all work hard and you want to come out later and party.
I'm going to be there around 5 anyways, just hanging out, drinking.
Oscar, I'm probably gonna get there at 4.
Solid. Well, you'll probably stay, man.
No, I will. I'll stay. I've got to be someplace.
Yeah,
might as well be
With that drive, how are you gonna occupy your 8 hours.
Actually, when I stayed in town last Friday when I did the murder mystery thing in Arlington, and I went out to get a drink of water at about 4 o'clock, and the gentleman in the front of the office, he said, "Wow, you're really working hard today, burning the midnight oil." I said, "Yep, I'm in there watching Viva Las Vegas on my iPad."
Way to utilize those hours. It's going to be. But if you'd like to meet the whole gang, we're all going to be out there, and we look forward to seeing you. And I will also look. I can't guarantee anything, but I'm going to try like hell to. Why are you looking at your watch?
Because Jimmy just texted me. He says, "I have Dave here again. If Mike still wants to talk to him,
yeah, let's call Dave.
Oh,
let's
come call on, Dave. Really?
Yeah, I'll sacrifice the show for that."
You know, it's you're not going to be happy about this. You know,
Rob,
that.
Here it is. This way we're going to do it with Uncle Dave.
No.
When he gets on the phone, as soon as you or I get tired of him, we do this, Rob. I give you this. And he's gone.
And he's gone. All right.
So I just hang up on him.
You just hang up on him as soon as you see me do that, or we go cut. Or if I just look at you, Oscar, like this.
Yeah. But is the game plan going to be, so we don't ask Uncle Dave anything about the wing or anything. Let's ask Uncle Dave questions that have nothing to do with the topic.
What we should start with is, Dave, how you doing?
Yes.
Dave, how you doing? And then then we'll ask him random questions. Yes. I will go around. Each of us gets one at a time.
Okay.
And we'll go until it gets horrible.
Yeah. All right. Let's see that. So that means that you'll get to ask the question.
And I'll get to ask the first question before we hang up.
That's right.
Okay, ready?
Right, yes, go.
Right. Let's give him a call.
Hey, I got Uncle Dave here.
Look, the Apple Watch.
Remember, he's going to
finally come
in handy.
Yeah,
I did. You're going to get a lot of, I don't know. That's usually the attitude.
Yeah. With a little bit of that.
Here I am.
Okay.
Hey, it doesn't end here. It doesn't end.
Thank you. Hey, Jimmy, since we're doing a downtown D.C. appearance when we come back for our meet and greet, not to say that we don't love your place, but we're doing one because people said do something downtown.
Sure,
will you come
out?
Will you come out to the Mad Fox tap room in D.C. on Wednesday, October 14th? Can you do that for us?
I would not miss it.
You're
that's awesome.
Heartbreak.
I am going to bust my ass to get down to Virginia so that Saturday night I can come and hang at your bar. I swear to God, I'm going to try
good
that.
Man,
I really
man.
Am going
to
try.
Are you going to a Capitals game when you're here?
I'm not sure. You know what? I'd like to. I think there's a Thursday game. I might really like to do that. So,
Jimmy's in here.
You're going to a Thursday game, aren't you?
Is that the night they play the Blackhawks? And
I don't know, Jimmy.
Daddy
my
Kane?
Brain. I'm as booze-addled
might
as you
be,
are.
Might be.
All right.
I'll work on that.
Check
let's
your
put Uncle Dave on.
All
right, put Uncle Dave on. Here we go. All right.
Your question is first.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Uncle Dave is with us right now.
Mr. Uncle Dave.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I have some questions for you, if you don't mind.
All right.
All right, here we go. Dave, are you a voter? Do you vote in presidential elections?
Do I vote? Yes, I vote in presidential elections, yes.
Who is the first president you ever voted for?
Oh, that's way back, I think. Kennedy?
Oh, Kennedy,
nice.
Okay.
I was going to say Truman. I got that wrong.
It's okay. Rob Spiewak has a question today.
Yeah, as the weeks go by, Uncle Dave, what is your what is your favorite television show? What's the TV show you can't miss, Dave?
I can't miss?
Yeah, the favorite TV show.
That's a bad question. He spends all his time in Jimmy's, for
but
God's
you
sake.
Know what? He watches
no.
TV.
All right, very good. All right, so stop it.
I watch TV once in a while.
All right, what's the show you like, Dave?
NCIS.
Big ratings. Right, there you go. Yes. Yeah, that's good.
Big ratings.
He gets a third question. Yeah. Here's Oscar Santana, Dave, with another question.
Uncle Dave, how are you?
Fine.
All right,
how
good.
Are you?
That status hasn't changed.
Kill, marry, F. So you got to kill, marry, or F one of these people, all right? You have to choose. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, or Jimmy Cerrito. Who would you kill? Who would you marry? Who would you F? You have to choose one.
That's right.
Okay, that's how
I
the game works.
I have to choose one?
Yes.
Yes.
You have to choose one for each
understand.
Category.
One, he's going to give you the choice of, who are the people again,
it's
Oscar?
You, Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
Rob Spiewak or Jimmy
Rob
Cerrito.
Spiewak and Jimmy Cerrito. Those are the three people.
And they have to fall into three categories.
Yeah, you
can only kill one of us, you can only marry one of us, and you can only bang one of us. That's it. So you have to pick two.
You have to choose. Well,
first of all, none of you are adult right to bang.
Oh, he's into all of us. All right.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, but you have to choose. You have to give us a category. Who would you marry?
Spiewak.
All right.
He would marry Spiewak.
Gentleman.
And I like that he calls me Spiewak. All right.
Who would you bang?
I don't know.
You have to choose. It's either Mike or Jimmy.
Yeah.
If you had to.
Oh.
The fate of the free world.
I'll make it easier for you. Who would you kill?
would I kill?
Oh, he loves I'll repeating.
Mike. I'll bang Mike and kill Jimmy. Why not? It's all love. It's all love. Bang him with love and kill him with love. I got to laugh.
And Dave, let me ask you this question. It's the last question for you, and we'll let you
Am
go.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air. Yes, you are. You're on the air. Dave, if you were a betting man, what do you say? What is the percentage? How confident are you that the Buffalo wing will be completed and that within, say, I'm going to be conservative here, within 2 years' time, you and I may be sitting down chatting with each other in the brand new Buffalo wing for Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
Within 2 years?
Yes.
That would be a good estimate.
I think that's all.
Maybe
we need
less.
To know.
Maybe less.
Maybe less. So you're confident that this thing is going to come off without a hitch?
Yeah, because the final plans are due shortly from the town, and construction should be starting within a couple of weeks.
Oh, all right. So the demo. Yes, Oscar.
Just one final question.
Let's put it this way: destruction and then construction.
Destruction. Okay, the demo and then the construction. Uncle, and one last question
Uncle,
from right. Oscar.
Uncle Dave, this was asked earlier on the program. I figure we should just ask you, do you think you'll ever see the final construction of the Buffalo Inn?
That's why I quit drinking, so I would.
Good man.
All right, put Jimmy back on. Put Jimmy back on. Thank you, Uncle Dave.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All
right, that's good stuff. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, Jimmy, he was a hit. He killed it. Yeah. He absolutely killed it. Uncle Dave.
Well, he's been around a while. He's got experience.
That's wonderful, and he's very confident that he will see the completion of the Buffalo Wing before his death.
And he's definitely he picked you and kill Mary F or MF Mary Kill. He picked you.
He said he wants to kill you, Jimmy.
Yeah, so watch. Sleep with one eye open.
Hey. Sometimes you got to look out for the guy right behind you, not your enemy.
That's right.
There you go. All right. God bless you, Jimmy. Very positive words to live by. Thanks, Jimmy. I will talk to you soon. Yeah. Take care.
Thanks again. October 14th.
Right.
Cheers.
He's not happy.
He's so damn sweet. I know.
You know what?
Hang up, please. Thank you.
He's hung up. All right.
I forgot I had one more question for Uncle Dave. Was that Crest or Aquafresh?
Oh, stop it. Oh, don't make a tooth joke. That's so cruel.
Haven't we been cruel? Nice.
God, you know? And notice he does it when they're all gone.
They're all gone.
He's the coward. He's a coward. That's the way he does that. Yeah. My God.
He's going to live forever, that man. Beautiful man. Wonderful man. A ray of sunshine.
I have the show pick as well. I love Jimmy.
What, he's in a pick?
Jimmy sent me a pick of Uncle Dave.
Please send that to me. I'd like to see that before we go to break here. I have to see that before we. So listen, if you're keeping track, it's the 14th. Then also on the 16th was a Friday. I'm going to be on Haymarket, Virginia for the Helping Haitian Angels auction. I'm going to be out there. And then the weekend before, hopefully that's Saturday before all that. That'll be Saturday the 9th, 10th, 11th,
the 11th,
I believe it is. The 11th, I'm going to try to get over to Jimmy's because
like
he deserves
tour,
that.
You're on
did
tour.
You hear him? Didn't he do that passive aggressive thing at
tenth.
The end? Where
I believe it's the 10th.
Okay. The 10th? Okay.
13th. See you there.
Okay. Well, you know, that means that I won't be able to be in my business. So.
Just trying to open up my picture shot. He looks younger every time I see him. There have been worse pictures of Uncle Dave. Would you not agree?
Well,
that is not a bad. Now, come on now. That's not a bad picture.
No, that is nice. Central casting.
And what a lot of people don't know when they look at this picture, and you'll see it because it's the show picture, he's only 3'8" tall, and he has magical powers.
Did Jimmy get new furniture?
Right.
No, look at it. Look, I swear to God, doesn't that look like... look at the picture and tell me if that doesn't look like new furniture.
We should call Jimmy and ask him.
No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that again. No, thank you.
Same furniture, Mike. Same furniture.
It's the same furniture?
Yeah, why improve on perfection?
All right. Very good. All right. That's it. You know what? The hell? We'll get right to it. I'm out of gas after that. Uncle Dave has effectively taken it out of me, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Oscar Razzi. All the entertainment news that you need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hey, Pop.
Hello.
What's up?
Horny Bob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Spiewak, Rob's dad, right here.
Yes. We're just scratching the surface. I really, I'm impressed by your work, HBS.
Excellent approach, Oscar.
Where you're not just trolling the web, you know, in your sweatpants looking for the next picture you want to post. You really find out more about these models and create a bond or a friendship. That's awesome.
You're in love with their brain, right, Dad?
Exactly. The total package.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
All right. You're going to want to shower after that bonus show. I promise you that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I talk about it all the time. I talk about how wonderful my sleep is every single night. If you have considered a Sleep Number bed and then said, I don't think I can afford it, think about it. Can you afford another restless night's sleep? Here's some great news. There has never been a better time to come into a Sleep Number store because all the beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's exactly right for me. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was a 93. Carla's was a 92. It adjusts on both sides, so it's perfect for couples. I sleep great, and I can prove it because all Sleep Number beds are available with optional Sleep IQ technology. I love it. I love it. I love it. You're going to enjoy it, too. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store, and right now, all beds are on sale during the final days of the biggest sale of the year with Queen C2 mattresses starting at only $599.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to bust a funky move and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get right to it. All the entertainment news for you with Oscar Ratzi.
Fellas.
That was weak, Oscar.
All that laughing with Uncle Dave, but he took my voice out of it. Jesus. Gentlemen, The Mindy Project is back, baby.
Yes! Great show.
After being canceled off of network television and then being revived on Hulu Plus, we're back in business.
When does it
come
back?
We were talking about it the other day. We were talking about it just the other day that this is the whole thing with the cord cutting. Yep. And all these companies are giving and giving and giving. It's fantastic.
The first trailer for season 4 just dropped on Hulu. You can check it out. The beautiful thing about this is it's coming out on September 15th. I don't know if they're dropping the entire season as they do on some of these.
Oh, so you could conceivably binge it.
You could conceivably binge this. And I think that's really the way to go, especially since they have all the episodes, right?
Sure, yeah.
I believe, seriously, Carla might disagree, because Carla, we just got done doing it when we were watching a little bit of Narcos, and then I watched... I think, you know what really binging a television show is?
What?
Is to me better than a movie. It's if you want to treat a movie like a novel and
It depends on the show, though.
It does depend on the show, but most often if it's a TV series that's worthwhile, you can binge it because it's like reading a great book. That's the way I look at it.
Well, you know, but it is, like on the first two seasons of House of Cards, I watched two seasons in about a week and a half, if that.
Right.
But then the third season took me about 4 weeks to watch. It lacked the dynamic, and if it's a great show, binging is ideal.
And that's how they know, because you'll know with the downloads if you're watching a show and you know it's like, nah, it's not my cup of tea, then you just don't do it. That's all. It's very simple.
So I'm excited for that. I know you're a big fan.
It's a great show.
Rob was onto it early, and I got into it, I want to say, a couple years after you did. Yeah. And I started catching up, going back and watching all the episodes. I can't believe it was even canceled in the first place, so I'm happy they're back.
She's such a great writer, Mindy is.
Yeah,
speaking
absolutely.
Of TV, gentlemen, did you know that Colbert's Late Show almost didn't make it on the air, especially for the West Coast, because the East Coast ran so long that they had to chop it down to about an hour.
Right.
And the editing, especially when you're compressing this type of 4K or HD video, takes forever.
Huge files.
That the computers didn't get online for the West Coast feed until about 10 minutes before the show. They didn't know if they were actually going to run an episode of The Mentalist in place of Colbert's premiere because they couldn't get the computers to work.
Ow. Because they had so much editing to
do. Post-show, and then with that time and compressing all that video takes time, right?
It wasn't an editing issue. It was a compression issue.
Well, no, it's an editing issue because usually after one of these shows, you have a few edits, right?
Right.
But imagine if you have a two-hour show.
Oh, it went that long?
It went 2 hours, the original show, that they had to edit down to an hour for the West Coast feed.
Now, hold on a second. Would that be because I know Letterman, they talked about Letterman's last show going long and they just let it go long.
Right.
In most cases, Do those guys
that time
screw
is allocated?
Like that?
No, that time is allocated for because they knew that show was going to go long. They didn't think Colbert's was going to go 2 hours, and then you have to edit a show that you've never really edited before.
But
that's going to take time.
Here's the question: I always thought when you're doing those TV shows like Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, that there's a guy over there going, "Hey, wrap it up,"
because you're live to tape essentially,
and that they do live to tape. I'm stunned that they must have just screwed it up.
Not on
well,
the
you
first
know what?
Program.
That doesn't speak well of him, but it also explains why the Jeb Bush interview was about 80 seconds long.
Yep,
because absolutely. Obviously it was the least dynamic part of the show.
So they had to edit it together.
Wow.
And once they finally actually got the green light around 11:20 when they got the computers to work, and that was it.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I had no idea they'd go that long where it would endanger actually broadcasting. And did you log any time more this week with
Colbert? I have a couple episodes. I didn't, it's tough to get up in the morning and watch it. I want to catch up. Rumor is that the episodes 2 and 3 were much more relaxed. And a lot easier to watch.
I don't hear anybody talking about it, though.
Nobody
that's
is.
The thing that's the surprise.
It's not like Fallon. It's not like Fallon who exploded on the scene.
Yeah.
Because Nobody's he got great guests and he did great shtick. And at the same time, I just think it's maybe a genre that's time has passed. I really believe it could be.
I hope not, but it could be.
Well, this is a genre that time hasn't passed. An older gentleman dating a younger woman.
Yes.
And Mike, you know this very well.
Hi there.
Right out of your playbook. Blake Shelton is apparently, and this is a rumor.
Like our chat.
He's dating Rihanna, of all people.
Really?
I thought it was Gwen Stefani.
No. The latest says Rihanna right here.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's incredible.
Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert called it quits in July. We talked about it here on the program. Sure. According to Access Hollywood, there are some rumors now that the Voice star, Blake Shelton, and also a country star in his own right.
Sure.
It may be getting close and comfortable with Rihanna. And this is all alleged still, but she's 27 years old. And, Blake, if he's able to date Rihanna, God bless him.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking on this right now because this is my little update here. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani have sparked romance rumors after they were seen flirting with each other and on the set of The Voice.
Oh,
that's right. Because Gwen Stefani's on that show.
Yeah,
so,
but you know what? She flirts with everybody. She's easy.
Okay. Well, maybe he's
But Rihanna's also working on The Voice, so it could be both. What if they're all banging at the same time?
Yeah.
Three-way,
baby.
Three-way.
Oh. Wow. Did you get any on yourself when you said that, Rob?
A lot of fun.
Speaking of three-ways, Caitlyn Jenner calls Chris not inviting her to Kylie's graduation a slap in the face.
Can you give us that again? Because I didn't hear it.
No problem.
What was that?
Caitlyn Jenner calls Chris not inviting her to Kylie's graduation a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. So imagine you're Caitlyn, she is the father of Kylie, and Kylie's graduating, and your ex-wife doesn't invite you to the graduation.
Well, it is a slap in the face,
right?
How do you feel, CJ?
It's not like I was going to wear any of the gowns myself.
A little quick hits from CJ.
Like when she just stops by for a little bit.
In the latest I Am Kate, it ends with a cliffhanger, right?
Okay.
Because she finally gets to talk to Chris. Chris Jenner comes over Caitlyn's house. And it looks like next week's, I think this is the season finale coming up. Next week's is when they actually sit down and talk for the very first time.
No, let's see now that. No, I'm not going to look in on it. I don't know why
you were
I don't.
So close. You were so close to saying something complimentary about it.
Yeah, well, sorry.
And gentlemen, I'll wrap it up with this. If we missed Britney Spears at CES last time we were in Las Vegas, no worries because she is extending her stay in Las Vegas for another 2 years.
2 years.
That's a pretty long residency.
Her Vegas show.
Congratulations. That's
really making a ton of money.
And you know what? In fairness to her, she has found a niche. She has gotten herself in incredible shape, right? She's working out all the time.
Yeah.
She looks good. So when you go to see that show, it's not like you're getting frop drinking, sloppy Britney that we all grew up with.
The name of her show out there was Cirque du Soleil : Gooey Frap.
Gooey Frap. The Gooey Frap.
Piece of Me
that.
Has been in residency at Planet Hollywood since 2013.
That's a long stay there. Good
Damn.
Job.
Yeah. And you know what? When you're out there, it's fun to go see those headlining acts.
Yeah.
I think this is, for anything
it's Rod Stewart and Britney Spears.
And, you know, and when you bring out somebody that's legendary, a performer that's legendary, that's better. Because I did get tired of those Cirque du Soleil shows. So this is anytime it's talent, anytime it's an individual, you want to see a star. I'm happy about that. Way to
very
go.
Cool.
And what is the best 10 o'clock show on the Strip, Mark?
George Wallace, featured on the Tony Perkins Show. That's it. Is that Oscarazzi?
That is Oscarazzi.
Thank you, Oscar. We will take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. It's Rob's last audio vault of the week, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Give me a beat.
Cake and cookies.
Please change your Facebook status picture to Jerry Lewis. Let's raise awareness of the man.
Man or of
the cause.
I get it. You cannot separate the two.
I can't. And really the thing that pisses me off is that he was kicked out. They treated Jerry like garbage.
He might have treated some people like garbage too.
He's earned that right.
Has anyone really earned the right to be nasty?
My first name's not Baby. It's Jerry. And it's Mr. Lewis if you're nasty.
I just took a sip of water.
Lady.
Lady.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Vistaprint. We all use Vistaprint, and I want you to try them, too. Right now at Vistaprint.com, get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. You have beautiful cards furnished by a beautiful company for an incredible price. $9.99, 500 business cards. That is the best deal out there. The best way to promote a small business. There's just something so great about handing someone a card. It makes a great first impression. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided, or even raise print. Vistaprint does it all. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business. Plus, Vistaprint has the best customer service.
Yes.
Quit worrying about your layouts or your logos. Vistaprint can do it, and they will help you every step of the way. Just remember to use code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, they will make it right, people. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, September 11, 2015. Rob Spiewak?
In the United Kingdom, there's the area known as Wales, Mike, and they have some very strange names there. I'm going to spell the name of this town for you real quick, okay? LLANFAIRPWLLGWYNGYLLGOGERYCMWYRNDROB, and it goes on and on. And I've seen it written out many times, but I've never heard anyone say it. This weatherman, I think just because he knows how to say it, works it in to his forecast.
Today we had a big contrast in temperature across the UK, just 12 degrees over coastal parts of eastern England with cloudy skies, but in the sunshine in northwest Wales at RAF Mona, just up the road from Llanbair Pwllgwyngyll Gogeddychwyn Drobwch, Llantysilio Gogogoch, the temperature got to 21 Celsius.
Play that one again. I want to hear him say it again.
I isolated it for you. I thought you might like it. Here's the name of the town.
Llanbair Pwllgwyngyll Gogeddychwyn Drobwch, Llantysilio Gogogoch.
One name. It takes 2 seconds to say it. And I think it's probably just because he figured out how to say it, because he's not giving the weather for that town. He's saying that it's near the town that he's giving the weather for.
And it's Welsh, correct?
It is.
That's
in Wales.
Speaking.
Exactly.
Can you play that Welsh again? I love language.
In context? Yeah, here it is in context.
Today we had a big contrast in temperature across the UK, just 12 degrees over coastal parts of eastern England with cloudy skies, but in the sunshine in northwest Wales at RAF Mona, just up the road from Llanbair Pwllgwyngyll Gogeddychwyn Drobwch, Llantysilio Gogogoch, the temperature got to 21 Celsius.
Pretty great.
That is incredible.
And
that
he
really
did
is
never,
incredible.
Never a stumble.
That.
He did great. And you know, it almost made me feel emotional. I feel that we've been spotlighting the song from Jurassic Park with the Musitron.
don't get tired of that for some strange reason.
Remember, my true love is the recorder, Mike. And there is no more emotional instrument than the recorder. And here it is with the beautiful song from Titanic, My Heart Will Go On.
Yes. That's, recorder is hard to play.
Oh, I hate the recorder.
Nice.
And what's so great about it, he gets so close.
I know.
Yeah. And you know, I misspoke, Mike. It wasn't a Musitron. It's a melodica, is that you're thinking of. Back to the recorder.
Oh God! I love it. That's too good. That's damn fun.
Well, you know, Mike, they're both great songs, but sadly, neither one of them are the song of the day.
Hi, it's Scott Shannon from CBS FM, home of $1,000 song of the day. Every weekday morning, listen at 7:10. We'll give you the song of the day. When you hear it played back, you call her 101 and you win $1,000 on CBS FM.
That's right.
The All Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK. Nashville Shannon in the morning.
And I only play it because when 17 people send it to you in a private message, you need to play the Scott Shannon tape.
That's right. He's still getting it done up at CBS in New York, right?
That was a video, Mike, and he always looks surprised.
He looks fantastic. Way to go, Scott Shannon.
Mornings on CBS FM, yeah.
Fun with you for years. Good man.
So Sesame Street, the Muppets always, you know, they're ostensibly for kids, but they always have an adult sort of, you know, an adult can enjoy the Muppet humor. And this is a new thing. This is not the Muppet Show that's coming on ABC. This is something that's on Sesame Street that references this classic line from When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, I'll have what she's having.
Now, that's actually Carl Reiner's mom.
After the
not
big,
Carl Reiner's mom, Rob Reiner's mom.
Rob Reiner's mom after the big Orgasmatron.
Right. Sign. So this is from a new episode of Sesame Street.
And now, dessert.
They're eating cookies.
I'll have what they're having.
So wait in line
that's
and get
funny.
A ticket for
I love it, though. I mean,
that's funny.
Yeah, obviously, the kids aren't going to understand exactly what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Big news day in Philadelphia this week, Mike, when one of the TV stations actually covered the fact that a student at Temple University lost her Winnie the Pooh blanket.
She needs help finding something she's held very close since the day she was born. She accidentally left it on a SEPTA train last week. She panicked when she found out it was gone. And now she's hoping someone may know where it is.
Yeah, I sleep with it every night. Yeah, so it's been a rough couple of nights without it.
18-year-old Brooke McGlade can't keep her mind off of something very dear to her heart that she lost last Thursday. Brooke lost her Winnie the Pooh blanket, but it's not just any old blanket.
The blanket was actually my comforter when I was a newborn baby. That's what I slept with when I came home from the hospital, and I've been obsessed with it. It has been by my side all the years since. It's whitish. It
Ew.
Used to be white. Has a giant hole in the center with the stuffing ripped out. Tons of stains, and it has a faded image of Winnie the Pooh on the front. It just all means so much to me, and I just want it.
Help her out.
Okay, hold on. Let me make a phone call.
Are you making a phone call?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Sorry, we can't buy her a life.
Oh, no,
sorry,
no,
that's
no,
impossible. Can't buy that little bitch a life. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Here's a song I think you know. I think we've all heard it on this show. I play it enough. Uptown Funk, right?
Yes.
Everyone is, they love the beat. They love the way it sounds. But I don't think they're giving enough credit to the lyrics until you hear them read by Sir Ian McKellen.
Girls hit you hallelujah. Woo. Girls hit you hallelujah. Woo. Girls hit your hallelujah. Woo.
Did you find is there like a place where they have these? Because you've had a bunch of these. Where do these come from?
Every now and then, a lot of times they
is
post
there a
them
whole on, album with these things
no,
out there?
A lot of times they post them like on Twitter or stuff. And actually, Patrick Stewart did a reply one to a Taylor Swift song. They pop up every now and then. I find them
who's,
very entertaining.
Who's the guy from The Hobbit that's the wizard? Is that Ian McKellen?
I believe that
yes,
is him. Yeah.
It is.
Have you seen online where he makes scrambled eggs?
Yes!
That is a fantastic. It would work for the audio vault, but it's this thing where, and these are fantastic scrambled eggs. Just a simple making scrambled eggs. And he has authority with it. He's skinny and he's all sleepy and he comes out, I'm going to make scrambled eggs.
Doesn't
and
he say,
and
doesn't
I keep thinking about it when I'm in the egg department. I swear to God.
Doesn't he say, and remember, if they're done in the pan, they're ever done on the plate. And we close, Mike, as a fellow CPAP enthusiast, you might appreciate this. This is the sound of a baby duckling snoring.
That is so adorable.
It's like looking in a mirror, isn't it?
That is so cute. Can we get closer?
Sure.
That's wonderful. Oh, look at that. That is so, so adorable. I like it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Who did that?
That's no way
that's
to end
a week.
That's
not funny.
How dare you?
That's horrible.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good weekend if you can.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how dare
I'm
you?
I'm going to have foie gras. Anyway.
And scrambled eggs.
Another. If they're done in the pan, they're not done on the plate. Or they're overdone on the plate. Anyway, another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, send a letter or package to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And remember, we have a fabulous Wednesday mailbag where we get to hear from
you.
Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
See ya.
Fan by the push wing, if you get a quin drobble, fan to Cilio, go, go, go.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone, a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. Get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with this fun new app. Spill.zone is where you go to download this challenging puzzle game for your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free. That's Spill.zone. Spill Zone, one small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.